Fashion changes at such a rapid pace in the 21st century, yesterday's styles can literally end up in a landfill. Experts call it fast fashion.
Fast fashion is essentially a sort of global industry that creates clothing very quickly from design to production, and the clothing is designed to be disposable.
Mary Rizzo is the author of Class Acts, Young Men and the Rise of Lifestyles.
Really, the roots of fast fashion go back much farther, right? You know, to the roots of industrial production, the factory system that allows for things to be created very cheaply.
Cheap, fashionable clothing equals major profits for the industry's big punchers. Lubna Araji from the Rutgers Business School says the model of selling clothing by season goes right out the window.
The turnaround is about 4 to 6 weeks if you compare it to the seasonal fashion companies. So they're creating faster and they're making money, although the products are much cheaper. But since you have very high volume, they're still making a lot of money.
Kevin Lyons is from the Rutgers Business School Department of Supply Chain Management. His research finds him scouring landfills across New Jersey.
Archaeology happening in real time and fast is, to me, is very fascinating. And I think people would be shocked to find out that something that was just sold, you know, in September somehow has already made its way, clothing-wise, into the dump sometime in April.
He says the overflow of textiles is making an environmental impact. Lyons believes it's a crisis flying under the radar.
When you think about the fast fashion, it's not the highest of quality. So you're talking about materials that are not made in nature in some cases, so polyesters and a whole host of chemicals that are used in order to make things iron-free. So you don't have to iron it because, you know, they don't tell you why. It's just that, well, hey, this is a great idea, but, you know, the fact that it's got formaldehyde in it, that basically is what makes it non-ironable. So it is a huge environmental disaster in its making of it, because in some cases, if it's made overseas, then some of the regulations about using different types of chemicals are not as strict as if they were here or being made here in the United States.
Bridget Ortiz runs Born Again Vintage out of New York City, a sustainable fashion brand. She says, like the fast food industry, it might take policy to change fast fashion.
If we start, you know, putting limitations and boundaries on how things are made, maybe that could start it. But I think really it's the little network of sustainable fashion designers. And trust me, it's like we all know each other. And I really think it's just about us staying on it. And
so it's not like a call your local congressman, let's start a rally kind of movement?
I mean, I would rally right now if I had the people. I'm not even kidding. But people don't know. I mean, it's just such a small network of us that actually know about this. So we have made strides since I got into this, but, you know, we still have so much more to go.
In Newark, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.